Hello and welcome to Teacher Sim Podcast. Lots to talk about today, lots of things going on, and well, let's just get right to it. The Academy. Interesting things going on with the Academy. The appointments of the Chief Executive was made last week. Which was, he's a teacher from a local school, head teacher, with experience, been published and so on. A lot of people quite alright with that, although not many people know who he is. That's been followed by, in the past week, or last week, sorry, two resignations of key people from the Academy. The Director of Education, which is similar to what would be the head teacher of the school, has resigned the position that they had, followed by the head of the Technology College, closely behind. Now, the newspapers have caught hold of this, the local newspaper, and quote the project manager of the Academy, suggesting that this was down to creative differences. We thought, as teaching staff, I have not received any information apart from the fact that they both have resigned their positions in the Academy and will continue with their current positions at the school that they are in now. So that's the interesting thing that's going on. That's put a lot of people to talk about what's going to happen, and a lot of people are concerned about their positions still and what will happen in the future. So tonight is going to be an interesting meeting. We have what's called a twilight session tonight, in which us as teaching staff will go to one of the predecessor schools, and we're going to have a training about the Academy. But I think the proceedings will be overshadowed by the current events, which will be the main focus of what will happen tonight. So hopefully we will meet the director, the chief executive of the new Academy, and we'll get some answers from the interim executive board as to what is going on with regards to the key people who have left, and what processes will be in place to get those things put back in order. So we're all quite in tenderhooks regarding this. I've just been in touch with the lead ICT teacher in another of the predecessor schools, who tells me that only one member of his staff is going to attend tonight out of seven. So reading to that, what we may, who knows what is going on there. So really, there's a lot of communication, a lot of talk about what's happening, and a lot of talk about, you know, whether this whole Academy process, which is obviously part of a government initiative, is something it's worthwhile doing. But really, it's a bit late for that now. The building is being built, and this school will close in just over a year, and we're all going to go there. How it's all going to work, who's going to be there, how it's going to be staffed, well, all remains to be seen. Something that's going to be very interesting, though, in the interim. Well, I'd like to hear from you if you're involved with levelling students, as I am. In the end of Key Stage 3, we have to produce the stats for the levels in which our students are at regarding their coursework. The work that they do within the classroom. Now, I've got the levelling statements, which will give me an idea of where to pitch these children to what level they're at. But I'm visited by the LEA's ICT coordinator, and I've been let into a greater understanding of how these levels are met and found. So in this way, I'm interested in her way in which she works regarding assessment of learning as we go around, and the evidence is found. And very pleased the fact that within her view, we as students, as teachers, are treated as professionals, and our professional judgment is taken with regards to the levels that these students are at. So formally assessing the work is, although important, as we go through. She suggested that one of the key points in the way in which we work and the way in which we assess students is based on what we do and what we know. So based on the levelling statements that we have and learning what they are, level 4, 5 and 6 with the students that we have here, I'm able to quickly ascertain at what level they're at and at what level they're going to be. And I'm able to put a mark against that, and she showed me how to evidence that. So I'm interested in hearing from any teacher who's involved in levelling, which they will all be, and how you do it, and how formal it is, how informal it is, whether you're assessment of learning, assessment for learning, and so on and so forth. And hopefully find out some new techniques and some better ways of doing it than I'm doing it now. So I'd appreciate any feedback you have on that. Thanks. This week in the school, we've been, or last week, sorry, we have been observed internally in order to assess how good the teaching and learning is within the school. Which is fine for me because I'm quite happy to be observed, and I think it's a good thing. I know that a lot of teachers don't and see it as an imposition on them to be observed. So I was interested to see if anyone out there is keen to be observed, as likes to be observed, doesn't like to be observed. In our situation, as I said, I like to be observed. I was observed 5 times last week. 3 of those times I requested the observations to happen from other people and to get their feedback. But probably this is to do with the fact that I'm in my graduate training year and learning from there. I'm going to be observed again on Thursday, and I'm looking forward to that to see if I've improved any, and to organise going to my second school with regards to learning about gifted and talented students. Well, that's all I've got time for today. I hope you enjoyed listening to Teacher Sim. I hope that you'll be able to give me some feedback on the things that we've talked about, but also be able to fill you in later on in the week regarding the Academy and how the meeting tonight went, the Twilight session went. And you will be able to, answer any questions that I've got on what's happening next. So thanks so much for listening, and talk to you soon. Thank you.